I always sort of felt that God was calling me to go, and I knew I had the means. I think in 2007, I went to Ithaca for a period of retreat in the mosque during the last 10 days of Ramadan. And there, I felt that God was telling me that you should come. I felt that I was being invited. And it was always in the back of my mind, but at that time, I felt that I should go. And then as soon as I came out from the mosque, I went straight to the travel agency and booked my tickets and everything. I was sort of not sure whether I was spiritually prepared or not, but I felt that, you know, God is telling me to come and I would be okay. You know, I felt that one could never, I think, for that sort of journey, one could never prepare themselves fully. Because it is, you know, a very much, you know, highly respected and you know, religious act of worship. But one would have to sort of, I think, you know, just go with the flow, if you like. And when, once you're there, you just do it, you know, as required. I took my mum with me, and my grandma, she also joined us later on. Everybody was talking about it, and I was invited to people's places, relatives, friends. Everybody were inviting me to go and have food at their places. And then before I sort of went on the day, everybody came. And my dad, he's not so well. He's in his late 70s, and he even wanted to go with me to the airport. And I said to him, "Dad, you don't have to go to the airport." He goes, "No, I would like to go, you know, because you're going on a spiritual journey, and I'd like to be part of your Hajj. And when you go there, you'll remember me, and I'll get reward just to accompany you to the airport." So, of course, it was sort of, you know, a special thing for everybody, my friends, neighbors, even colleagues. I felt so blessed that, you know, God has accepted me as his guest, and I always felt that it was a special invitation for me. And when I sort of put my feet on the ground, I was feeling over the moon that many people I know, for example, my maternal granddad, he wanted to go to Hajj, and in those days they used to put their name up for, you know, to go to Hajj, and their names were selected randomly, but his name was not picked up. And then he passed away. And I remember my mom was with me when I when we went to do Hajj, and when we landed at Jeddah Airport, she was crying so much, and she was not able to control herself. So I said, "Mom, we haven't even seen the house of God yet. We are at the airport. Why are you crying so much?" She goes, "I feel so honored and blessed because my father wanted to come here and he couldn't. But God has blessed me to be here." You know, it was an amazing experience for her, and of course for me as well. I sort of couldn't control my emotion myself as well.